Yeah, I got to talk with Carly Ingersoll, who is the owner of the Lucky You Lounge in Spokane, Washington. And they are going forward with a streaming concert series for the fall. And the first one is tomorrow night with Trego and Jenny Ann Mannon and her Angel Band. So I asked Carly, how did this all get started?
So obviously we've been, you know, not able to do concerts for over 6 months now. And a few months into being shut down, I got a call from Jim Frank, who is the owner of Greenstone, the development company that does Kendall Yards. And he had the money that they usually use to do, what do they call it, Rock the Nest, the concert series at the night market. And he essentially just wanted to see that money go to musicians still, even though no one's able to do any live audiences. So him and I brainstormed a little bit, and then he essentially just gave me a pile of money to go towards a concept for live streaming that would be able to pay bands and ideally build some continual revenue so that it could, you know, live on past the amount that he gave me. So I spent like the summer kind of planning, doing research, talking to people, trying to get a feel for like if ticketed live streams are a thing, like are people willing to pay for those? You know, are people watching live streams? And we kind of just landed on this idea where we would do like a test run. And so this is the test run. It's our fall series, and it's five shows. So five concerts that they are operating similar to like a regular concert would with two bands. But we have a host. So it's kind of a mixture of like a KXP session or a, not really like a late night show, but there's like some interviewing with the band. We have a host. We have, each show has a different nonprofit featured. So we have a representative from that nonprofit come and talk with the host. And so it's kind of like, you know, the live music obviously is the main element, but it's like conversational and there's more engagement to it than just like a band playing on a stage. So that's kind of the idea. And we set up the venue. It's like a little mini TV studio. So that's what we're doing.
So the money that you got from Jim Frank made a real difference.
Yeah. And the money helped, cause we had to get some equipment to be able to do it. So, that obviously was a huge part of why we decided to do it in the first place. I think we probably wouldn't have without that kind of jump start. It helped motivate me to get things in order, and it's been really fun. The shows are actually pre-recorded, so they're recorded live, so it's like front to back like a real show. There's no like post really, but we're airing them after the day that they're recorded, so they're not actually like when you tune in at the date that it says, it's not actually happening live. But for starting out, we were like, let's just like do a few and get our legs under us before we like totally jump into like, you know, pushing stream on a live thing. And it's been really fun to do it that way because we have a little bit more control and can do a better, like a higher quality job with the audio. Which I think will be beneficial. So
we're talking with Carly Ingersoll, owner of the Lucky You Lounge, and they are producing a five concert series to stream this fall. And they've already produced one streaming event from the Lucky You Lounge with the Spokane Arts Awards. How'd that go?
The Spokane Arts Awards. Yeah, it was amazing. It was so cool. It was like half pre-recorded and half live. So Rogue Heart Media came in 2 weeks before, and we had They had several different performers. There was like a dance group. Jenny Ann Mannen played a couple songs. Had a few. Jess Walter did a reading. So all those things were kind of pre-recorded, and then the day of the show, we kind of went back and forth between the live, what was happening in the space live, to the pre-recorded stuff. And I had a great time. I thought it went really well, and people seemed to enjoy it. So.
It's a lot of work and a lot of planning to turn a local music venue into a mini TV studio to record bands and give them a chance in this environment. What is the end goal?
But really the point of the whole entire thing was to like try to get some money back into musicians' pockets. And so I'm really encouraging people to like, if you haven't done this before, like that's totally fine. If it's not your thing, that's totally fine. Like just give it a shot. And like, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be worth it. And like, in the meantime, people haven't spent any money on tickets in 6 months. So like, drop $40 on this thing and see how it goes. And if you hate it, you know, you don't have to do it again. But, you know, I just want people to like give it a shot with us and see how it goes. Because the reality is we're not going to be able to have live music until there's a widely distributed vaccine. So it's probably not going to be until next summer or fall. So we have to figure out something in the meantime where we can keep musicians like doing work and getting paid for it. And for us too, it's like has the potential to bring in probably not a ton, but at least a little bit of extra revenue for us, which we really need right now as well. So.
You've got Trago, Jenny Ann Mannen, Blake Braley, Tyler Ili, Django, Kung Fu Vinyl, Carmen Jane, Rockers Baloney, Super Sparkle, and TS The Solution. How did you pick the bands to participate in the series?
I actually worked with Riker from Have You Heard Live. She has a management company and a little promotions company. She's Django's manager, and we're old friends. We grew up together, and she's a queer Black woman, and I just like, you know, the state of the world right now, I really wanted to collaborate with someone that had a viewpoint that was different than mine, where we could kind of create a lineup that was diverse and kind of explore different genres. And I also just wanted to work with somebody on it and collaborate. So we had a really good time just like brainstorming. How do we involve like female musicians, musicians of color, different genres, kind of mix it up but have it be cohesive at the same time. So that was kind of the goal. And we've filmed two of the shows so far, and the pairings were both really, really good. So.
Well, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Carly Ingersoll and the folks at the Lucky You Lounge are trying to put together a streaming concert series for the fall, 5 shows to help musicians get back to work. You can find out more information at their website, luckyyoulounge.com. We're going to slide back into some music with a band who's going to be in the concert series tomorrow, the streaming series. This is Jenny Ann Mannen and her Angel Band right here on KYRS.